and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. He is the only begotten of the Father, full grace and truth. But thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, and be glad and rejoice with all thy heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. But he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
Thank you.
pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one unto his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Down the shining ranks of angels burst them out.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that he might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
We shall see him, but in Within days of Jesus' birth, they went to the temple, and there was a man named Simon standing there, and he had prayed that God would show him the Messiah before he died. As he took Jesus in his arms, he said this, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." Let's pray. Father, Jesus came, and he is the light. He came as Savior in a sin-darkened world. Father, at this time of the year, we need to be reminded that the world was dark, and the world is darker still, but that Jesus is the one who has come to save us from the darkness of our sin and to one day restore everything to what it should be. We thank you for a Savior who came in humility. We thank you for a Savior who will one day come in glory. Remind us again that Jesus is the only hope, the only light, the very love of God, the very grace that will reconcile us and all that you have made to you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen.